If you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
Stuff.biz.
Hello. Welcome. Welcome to the Daily Show. This is episode 1126. I believe I always forget to check the episode number before we start. Anyway, I am here with Alex and Borzoi on this Monday morning. How are you guys doing?
Well,
I'm going to start drinking now. And when I get done, I'm going to piss off so many people.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
This is a three-hour show.
Blackberry brandy right here.
The problem is it's a three-hour show, not a six-hour show, so we'll have to just keep doing that until next show. We'll just have to continue. Just try and stay drunk for 3 days straight, and we'll just pick up where we left off.
Yeah.
And the real hot shit comes right at the end. But yeah, no, Jesse, he had his sort of moment on Friday, and he felt a little bit depressed this morning. He's going to come back, though, and I think he'll probably have some words for the audience and such. You know, it is what it is. Let's go through all the list of seven cliches or whatever the hell.
Well,
it was.
he made the mistake of going on the Ranbot stream and drinking, and well, that's why I've been avoiding Ranbot.
Well, it's not only that.
Ranbot.
It's like you can do that, but like doing that now.
Right.
It's sort of like exactly when you shouldn't do it. Like if you did it 6 months from now, I would have been like, in a way, it was almost like perfect if you're sort of like a connoisseur of like internet shit shows, I guess.
Even if there's like, nothing stressful going on, even if there's just everything's copacetic, you go on there after 3 hours with Ranbot, you're going to be like, oh no, why did I do that?
Well, you're going to create the stress.
And you're also
I've always said, honestly, in this movement, in this thing that we have, the stress always comes from people just saying things. If everyone just shut the fuck up, then we wouldn't have these problems.
Well, now you know why I'm so quiet all the time.
Rule number four of the laws of power, or law number four, always say less than is necessary.
I'm like the number one obeyer of that rule. What's going on? How come I'm the one that keeps getting fucked? Anyway.
Yeah, well. I think that we can agree that maybe
Stern broke
that rule just a little bit, thanks to some alcohol and Ranbot.
Well, yeah.
I'm not blaming Ranbot either. Like we understand how he is, and we choose to go on a show anyway. So really at fault here.
Ranbot quit, and the stream went on for another 3.5 hours after that. So I don't think Ranbot's really the operational
See?
Issue here.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well,
we should bring
I've
him
actually
on.
Never
see,
gone.
We should see what he's doing.
You can bring Ranbot on. Bring him. Get him. No, maybe not.
I'm gonna message Ranbot. I'm be like, hey, Ranbot, I want to really just infuriate an audience today and make an ass of myself, and then I want to need like medical care for my hangover.
Can we not? Because I went to bed early. I got up early, and I did prep.
That's actually true. Borzoi is actually trying. He is actually contributing. And he has a lot of prep for this show and a lot of material that we can go over that's funny. But I just want to say, you know, as always, every day in America, somebody in our nation's capital is getting fucked in the ass. Am I right, Deutsch? Somebody's getting fucked in the ass in the Senate, Deutsch.
Well, I mean, you know, A-logs here have been eating good, but you know who else is eating good is boomers who love to know about all the Democratic gay porn that's out there.
Whoa.
Oh, I assumed that they were Republicans.
Are they bookmarking it?
Well, I literally assumed that it was Republicans because it was somebody having anal sex in the Senate, so why would I think it was anything other than a Republican? I mean, I don't know.
Wait, was it Republicans?
No, it was Democrat. It was a Democrat. But
I'm actually surprised.
Well, you know I'm actually highly surprised, yeah.
Well, you know, because basically they're dining out on this instead of talking about how great it is.
Well, I kind of wonder what would happen if it were a Republican. Like, think about it.
Well, also, it involved two white guys instead of at least one of them being black. So that's another
right.
reason why.
Yeah. Oh, man. Can you imagine if that – because I actually – again, I'm also kind of wondering, are they trying to, like, traumatize us? Because I saw part of the video. Now, they had blurred out, like, the operational area, but it was enough. You know, it's like this dude's – like, he – I don't know, dude. It was like – I don't really want to see that much, but it was just there on the article, right? And I'm like, can you imagine if it was just like a black mamba down there, like just going to
town? Oh, God.
And I'm just like, oh, my God, dude. I mean, maybe I said too much. Maybe I've already said too much.
I mean, with standard Capital Party here, how a bill becomes law just like has a new meaning for me now.
It's like how Bill comes.
Jesus.
Sorry.
How Bill comes. Nice.
I don't know. How Bill. I'm trying. I don't have a good.
It's a shame that he died before he could be elected.
Well, he's in spirit, like, everywhere. Like, the spirit, Bill's spirit lives on in our nation's capital. And when I first heard this, I was like, well, that's appropriate. I was like, that's about the most appropriate thing. So I don't know. Is there new? I mean, you might as well just go right to Fox News on this. You know what else I noticed about this? That the news was just saying sex scandal.
Yeah.
The fact that
I'm looking at right now the
and
top
like
Google
it
news.
Or not.
It says Senate staffer out after sex tape scandal, rocked by sex tape scandal. Like they're just not. They're so the Daily Caller is the only one that calls it a gay sex tape.
Yes. Even Fox News is not calling it a gay sex scandal. Now, that's interesting because I'm sorry, like this is actually normalizing homosexuality. Because whatever you want to say about how seedy it would be if like a senator was banging one of his staffers in a Senate chamber or something like that, that's been happening forever. And that's simply not actually as disgusting and shocking. It's bad. But when it's two dudes banging each other in the ass, it's infinitely worse. It's infinitely more disgusting and terrible. Frankly, I expect that senators were like banging young women behind the scenes at various places in Washington, D.C. since the founding of our wonderful great nation. But like which is, again, not to say, oh, yeah, that's fine and everybody should go do things like that. But it's like, you know, it's significantly less bad than when it's these fucking faggots just railing each other, like, which is just awful and terrible to have to look at. But it's completely appropriate for America. In fact, the Senate as a place where gay orgies happen is just about right where I thought we were at in America of the current year.
So here's another reason why conservatives are dining out on this, because
see, when you say dining out in reference to something like this, I get really bad images in my mind.
Well, was it a salad bar?
Oh, dude.
So,
dude, the salad bar is stocked. Got the bacon bits in there. Got the ranch all over the place.
Blue cheese dressing.
Yeah, it's definitely somebody getting pork. That's for sure.
Yeah.
So the staffer that's allegedly involved, the staffer Aidan Mays Sarovsky reportedly also confronted Jewish Republican from Ohio, Representative Max Miller
this
week over his support for Israel. Yeah, support for Israel. Yeah,
I'm wondering if that's true. I mean, maybe he did. I mean, gay guys. Because I'm thinking, I would think faggots would be supportive of Israel. First of all, I'm sure who's the staffer for Democratic Senator Ben Cardin? I'm assuming Ben Cardin.
Of Maryland.
Assuming that guy's a total Israel shill. Like, that guy's not a critic of Israel. Right? And of all the people.
Look it up.
I mean, he's a senator, right? Of all the people who are likely. How to say this? Of all the people who are likely to support Israel amongst the Israel-hating Generation Z, faggots are probably the ones that are most likely to support it because Israel supports them. If there's one class of people in America that you could legitimately say Israel supports them and has their back, it's got to just be fags because I don't know who else it would be. I mean, Israel actively like makes portions of its country like appealing to fags. So they come over and do fag stuff there so they can be functionaries for Jews.
and some information on Cardin here. He is the chair of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, and on October 7th, he proposed legislation to help Israel defend itself.
Yeah. If he's on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, there's no way you get that appointment unless you are a fucking total Zio shill. Frankly, there's no way you just make it into the Senate unless you are a total Zio shill.
Oh, and he's Jewish, so.
Oh, he's Jewish.
Yeah, Benjamin Lewis Cardin was born in Baltimore, Maryland. The family name was originally Kardansky before it was changed to Cardin. Cardin's grandparents were Russian Jewish immigrants.
So what's with this fucking confronting this guy on Israel shit? Like, what is this crap? Anyway, yeah.
No, I mean,
I'm Jewish. I mean,
This homo's just a staffer. So I mean, are two-faced. They're sociopaths. Yeah. They'll take whatever.
He likes the staff. All right, you know. He's a staffer. No. The other guy was the staffer. He was the staffee. Anyway, sorry to say that. That was horrible. But I legitimately saw. Did he really have some kind of like? God, the images, the horrors I've seen over this issue. It's like, did he legitimately have some like? Something of the Capitol building, like taped to his butt or something like that, or he had underwear with the Capitol building on or something. Like, what's going on with this? Like, what is going on? Like,
they love transgressive stuff. I mean, they get off on the idea of like, I'm going to film a sex tape in the U.S. Capitol. Like, it's thrill seeking. Like, the type of people who are attracted to be a staffer for a senator are probably extremely damaged, messed up people.
Yeah. Well, I know that the proportion of faggots that are in like roles like that is probably vastly out of proportion to their representation in the general public. Like the number of people in DC who are congressional or Senate staffers who are gay is probably like very high. And if you're talking about the guys that are white, the people that are white in those jobs is probably almost all of them. Because I don't know that you could be a non-faggot white male and even have any hope of ever landing a job like that. Like, you literally have to be a fag if you're white.
Across the entire D.C. landscape, even, like, in think tanks and the like. A mutual friend of ours who has experience with Cato has told us about, like, all those guys, they're all either gay, Jewish, or gay and Jewish.
Yeah, they're all – it's just like, and there's hope.
You, like, you got to, like, present as kind of gay.
Well, I think that was Fuentes' strategy. I think that was actually his real secret sleeper strategy of like infiltrating the DC thing was just making everyone think that he was gay.
Like I've met younger professionals, and it even though they may be straight and married, like this almost gay aesthetic.
Yes, and what's funny? People might think. One second, people might think that I'm like actually like taking a shot at Nick by saying that. I'm really not. Like I honestly think that is one what he was doing, and also. Not considered some kind of taboo among that age group. It might be something where you're like, that's just what you have to do.
You know? It looked like a survival strategy to me whenever I was witnessing it.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that, Alex, because Anthony Burgess, the guy who wrote A Clockwork Orange, the same year he wrote that and published that, he wrote another book called The Wanting Seed, which is 1962 dystopian future where they have state-encouraged homosexuality. Yeah. And one of the characters is he's having an affair with his brother's wife, but publicly he puts himself out there as this very foppish homosexual, but he's actually completely straight.
Yeah.
That's funny. You know, Jamie's a big fan of Anthony Burgess. Maybe I'll ask her if she has that book.
Yeah, The Wanting Seed's good. It kind of peters out towards the end, but it's actually a pretty good book. Hey,
somebody's peters out towards the end, you know what I'm saying?
A lot of peters out right now.
Dude, the jokes are never going to stop. I mean, they're just – it's impossible.
No, it's like being run over by a Peterbilt.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's just like, I mean.
I don't know what else there is to say about this other than just make more jokes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure we could film.
This is a great meme.
Here we go. What to know about Washington's scandal over sex in a Senate hearing room. That's a weird way to put it. This is from Time Magazine. I'm like, this is strange.
Gentlemen, you can't have sex in here. This is the hearing room.
Is it more of a scandal that it's finally been revealed that they do that in there? I don't know. Like, I'm not really surprised by any of that. It's not like it's a shop.
This is not. So
I think that's the main question to be. Is anyone really who is actually genuinely shocked by any of this?
No one. Not a single person. And anyone that's pretending that they're shocked is engaging in some kind of stupid fucking.
You know, frankly, shit. I think I'm more shocked that it wasn't like a full blown gay orgy.
No, I'm just sort of like
They got caught too early.
They just started the orgy.
Did they get caught? Is that what happened? No, what happened was
actually, I'm not sure what
happened was
the tape
actually
leaked or something.
No. Here's what it is. There is a. It was actually put. No, they were doing it for clout because there was a chat room that they were
Oh God,
in.
Side chats. Not no, again.
It was yet another issue of leakage in a chat room and different types of leakage in this case probably too. There was something. There was several things leaking. One of them was the video to a chat room. No, it was that there's a side chat for gay staffers, or it was probably not something that was like set up by any authority or something. It was just like some gay staffers had put themselves together in a side chat with each other, and they would do these kinds of things and then put the videos in the chat to impress each other. None of this should surprise anyone. So it was done.
That's a different kind of map chat right there.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Fap Chat, but there's even probably better fucking gags.
Well, I was going with minor attracted person. But
okay.
That's the terminology that they use for themselves.
Yeah. Yeah, but, yeah, so that's what it was. So it was like there's a, and they were like, and then apparently I guess somebody, and of course I'm sure that it was leaked, because I'm sure there was plenty of videos like this in the chat. I'm sure it was leaked because probably a couple of them like started hating on each other. Like there was a beef and they were like, I'll get him. I'll show so and so.
God, this sounds so familiar. Why does this sound so familiar?
Well, when you just, all you had to do is take out like the gay sex and you have literally every scene in America, not just ours, but like every scene. Like this scene has its own unique things to it, which is like it has people filming themselves having versatile anal sex as part of like sort of like one of its reasons. Like the raison d'etre of the whole thing, right? Like the reason of this is so it's like, hey, let's all just film ourselves having butt sex and then show each other video of it, and that will be fun.
Yeah, and one upmanship.
Yeah, I mean that's also something that is someone's going to clip and be like, see, now I know
just how degenerate the American population tends to be. Like,
yeah.
there's a controversy recently that I became aware of in which a. I believe it was a paramedic and his girlfriend were in a training meeting, and he was using a remote-controlled dildo on her in the middle of the training meeting.
Yeah, I feel like that doesn't surprise me.
He had the app on his phone, and people were observing him using the app. So,
do people understand now why I find Americans to be very gross?
Well, it's like the country is now actually just behaving as if they really, because we used to. You know, like the penthouse letters column where you're like, yeah, shit like that doesn't happen. And now it's like, oh, yeah, no, now it just does.
Dear penthouse, I never thought this would happen.
I never thought this would happen to me. I was in a training meeting and my boyfriend was using a remote control dildo on me. And it was really exciting that we were getting away with this this transgressive act in front of other people. And frankly, since we have a very warped perception of what life should be about, like this is all that we do. We just, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, you're doing it for the voyeuristic thrill of getting away with it in public.
Yes. Yes.
Or in the Senate chambers, whatever the case may be.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think this was the Senate chamber. It was like a hearing room. It wasn't the...
Oh, hearing room. More like a bowling.
This is the room. I mean, you know, somebody was getting railed in that chamber, you know. Usually it's the witnesses, but unfortunately...
I've got the floor, buddy.
Unfortunately, we all had to witness this one. But that's the place where like basically Trey Gowdy like yells at somebody. Oh no!
Did you film that?
Oh man! Oh. Anyway, see now I'm trying. Now I'm looking for those. My drops are not nearly as it's like
Ebola Alley.
Not quite. Maybe. We actually don't know.
Or like Grid's Alley.
Well, I have no reason to assume there's no Ebola involved here either. I mean, you never know what kind of environment's being created, what kind of petri dish is being created.
Monkeypox.
Anyway. Yeah.
Here's the gas chamber.
Unfortunately, that's a different kind of chamber that they were in. But yeah, that's the place that they were. And I've seen this room. I don't know if there's more than one room like this. There might be. But the senators all sit around these tables, and then the witness is uncomfortable. Like, if you think about it.
I'm uncomfortable. This is not what I meant by penis exploding chamber.
Yeah. Well, it's like they had
gay
in that chamber, and then they definitely had
gay
in that chamber.
Yeah.
You get it? Did you get it?
Oh, yeah.
Did you get it? Right? Like, gay was in that chamber, and then big gay was in that chamber. So. So, yeah, I don't really know. You had other prep. I mean, what else to say here?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean,
that's kind of the problem with this sort of situation, right? It's like, okay, you got two fags that are fucking each other in a hearing chamber.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's America. I mean,
yeah. It's like,
okay. Everybody got somebody gay in their house.
And they're saying,
what do you really do with that?
Everybody got somebody gay in their Senate.
Like, wow, you mean the center of power for the American empire is full of fags having butt sex?
And let's be honest, like, this is not,
wow.
This sort of thing is not without historical precedent. We talked about Elagabalus on the show a few weeks ago when he came up. Like, declining empires tend to exhibit some of these patterns.
We call it Globo Homo Gayplex for a reason. There it is.
Did someone think we were doing that for our own amusement? I mean, we were, but also, like... We definitely were doing that for our own amusement. But
during the Byzantine Empire, Justinian had a reputation trying to clear out all the gay sex that was going on in the empire's capital.
Tired of all this butt fucking in the capital.
I mean,
y'all need to stop.
Well, this is why they used to just make them into eunuchs.
Yeah,
because they're like all the members of this lickspittle functionary class will just be doing constant butt sex everywhere if you don't cut off their dicks, if you don't literally explode their penis.
All right, so the next piece of prep, speaking of prep, fuck.
Yeah.
Anyway. God damn it. I just can't get away from it.
Wait, hold on. I actually think I was like ready to read some stuff from this article, but we don't have to. I mean,
I was going to field you the one on New Jersey Jew Shakedown. I saw that
one. Okay, yeah, let's do that. So which one is this?
Should be the archive link. You're going to want that archive link.
Oh, New Jersey Shakedown here. Okay, I got it.
Yeah.
All right.
You Yankees can comment on this one. I don't know much about
Jackson
New Jersey.
Jackson agrees a huge payout to settle anti-Semitism lawsuit. Jackson, the township is on the hook for a seven-figure payout in its settlement with a religious group and developer who alleged rampant discrimination by municipal officials against the town's growing Orthodox Jewish community. This is something I'm very relevant to my interests. The Jackson Township will pay what is that in New Jersey? Jackson Township, New Jersey?
Yeah, it seems like it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm seeing this is from the Asbury Park Press. I didn't know that Asbury Park had enough people in it to have a press anymore. Anyway.
It's located within the Pine Barrens.
Yeah. Yeah, that's by the Asbury Park's a short town and such. Okay. Anyway. Jackson Township will there's a pine forest in New Jersey right by the beach, which is kind of cool because the pine trees are kind of growing up out of like beach sand. It's a very unique landscape. It's very interesting. Yeah. It's kind of a really cool place, actually. I mean, you'd be surprised that it's in New Jersey, but there it is. That's where they say the New Jersey devil has his like hovel or his coven or whatever the fuck. When I was a kid, there was all the stupid legends about that. Of course, that's definitely not true, but whatever. Jackson Township.
Say that, but wait till the
Jersey. Well, maybe it's just some Jew like lurking. Maybe it's just some Orthodox Jewish community like lurking in the woods someplace. It's actually people who's got a reputation. Yeah, there's those weird blood sucking beasts out in the woods there. So yeah,
the New Jersey chicken swinger.
Jackson Township will pay $2.2 million to developer WR Property and what is this? Agudath Israel. Oh yeah, Agudath Israel. Yeah, I know about them. An Orthodox Jewish advocacy group. To settle the litigation first filed more than 6 years ago, according to a consent order filed in the United States District Court. The settlement payment dwarfs the restitution funds established as part of the township settlements with the Department of Justice. So $150,000 restitution fund. New Jersey Attorney General's Office, $575,000 restitution and penalties. And Jackson Trails, another developer, who said a rising tide of anti-Semitism led to the zoning board to reject its housing project, $700,000. So this is just a very, I'm guessing, we'll read more of this, but this is a very much common thing that Jews want to do over developers, and they get thwarted by local communities who actually don't. This is actually some place where you probably still can have a difference, and why you maybe should take a little bit of some interest in what's going on in your local community, particularly if you live in a place that's not overcrowded and maybe has some desirable parcels of land around you. Watch what's happening. There was an event that happened close to me where a massive 475,000 square foot Amazon fulfillment center was defeated by a local community because they just did not want that shit in their area. And it was just finally defeated after a 2-year struggle a couple of days ago. And it was like they were saying it was going to create like toxic water runoff into an aquifer or something. I'm sure that was all bullshit. People just didn't want that shit. People just didn't want that shit in their area. So I'm sure that their excuse was bullshit, but they can't say like, we don't want you bringing a bunch of like Somalian wage slaves around our fucking communities.
Yeah.
But that's what it really was.
People are going to go around, cause problems, steal. I mean, this happens all the time. People are
aware
of what goes on.
It's also going to be lots of traffic of trucks and everything coming in and out constantly. Like, there's a number of problems, like the employees, the eyesore that it's going to create, the massive amounts of increase in traffic, particularly from big-ass fucking trucks that are going to be around if there's a massive fulfillment center. Like, people are just like, nah, keep that shit elsewhere. WR Property purchased a 5-acre parcel on White Road with the sole purpose of building a private school for Orthodox Jewish students, according to court documents. According to the consent order, the settlement centers on two terms, a 7-figure payout and new ordinances that will explicitly allow for schools, dormitories, houses of worship, eruvim, and mikvahs. What are those, Borzoi?
Mikvahs are religious bath facilities.
Eruvim are those strings.
Oh, those are the strings. Yeah, I've heard of those.
Around,
yeah,
right. They put the strings around to pretend like they're still inside a wall or something like that.
The goyim cage.
Yeah, it's just
the psychic.
What the fuck is wrong with these people and their stupid, insane?
We know about it, Rav.
We've talked about it.
Yeah. I just forgot the name of it.
We have to take these people seriously.
I don't. Well, on some level, you do because they're genocidal maniacs with their finger on a nuclear trigger. Like, but yes, I don't take them like seriously.
You see all of this hate in this country for like American Christians and Christianity and all these weird Christian cultists. Like, what about people? The fucking Jews, man?
Not to mention like white people generally. It's just like
I don't see fucking like the local Southern Baptist going around with like a string around the entire community, like hanging wire.
So they can like do like a malicious compliance with God. Like,
yeah, I don't see that shit.
You know what I mean? Like, that's what it all. Like, Jews are just like masters of like malicious compliance. Like, they're not. Like they're not really doing the bit, right? It's like the whole point is you're supposed to deprive yourself. You're not supposed to set up ways that you don't actually have to. Anyway.
Pushing strollers and carrying keys and inhalers. Oh, you don't say. Because what? They all have terrible respiratory systems.
They've all got
system.
Asthma. Fuck. Yeah, because they've all
inbreeding
got,
and all these genetic disorders, autoimmune diseases.
Yep, I'm sure that they have them, yep. As I hack, like,
so it's not even like it's just like a primitive Bronze Age religious group. It's also like inbred and genetically trash.
No, yeah, it's literally it's like a gene stealer cult. It really is. I mean, because again, the Jews literally need to steal genes from other people. Like, calling them a gene stealer cult is actually one thing that they definitely are.
And say what you will about primitive Bronze Age religions, I can't think of any other religion that involves trying to trick and Jew your own God over his rules.
Somehow, like, child sacrifice just seems more honest than that.
Well, it's transactional. Like, from your mind, true. It's like it's just like I give you baby, you give me whatever.
You
it is
give
that,
me harvest,
or like yeah, harvest. Yeah, like, at least, you know,
I give
as,
you
as
virgin,
horrific
you
as
give
it is,
me good crop.
Yeah, at least that makes sense.
Well, not really.
Doesn't
but
involve
I mean,
like. Well, technically, my God, here I have the string around, so I'm in compliance.
You're actually obligated to give me a good harvest, and I will give you the virgins plus interest next year, provided that like clauses A, B, and C are also met. Anyway, yeah.
Yeah, if there is a god, I could see why you would regularly punish the shit out of these people. I get it.
I'm like, can we just end this, though? Because it's for the right. I mean, I get for God, if you're kind of like the omnipotent one, for you, it's sort of like you can kind of just be amused by it. But it's like, bro, the rest of us, you know, you're kind of creating blowback on the rest of us here, bro. Like,
I mean, that's why from the Christian perspective, it's like, yeah, we're done with you. We're done with you guys. Everyone else can have this covenant. We're not doing this. The exclusivity contract is over.
My understanding is that when Zionism was emerging 100-150 years ago, there's a bit of controversy.
More like 100-120 years ago.
Yeah, 120 years ago, exactly.
That's about exactly right. No, actually, more standard like 140. That's yeah.
Anyway,
142 years ago, really.
There was some controversy because some of these Jews at the time believed that God was punishing them and they didn't have any right to try to escape their punishment.
Yeah, there's still some Orthodox Jews out there.
I agree.
That pretend like that's the case, and they pretend like Israel is like a heretical, some kind of heretical, yeah. Like
it is
reneging on the deal or something. Uh-huh. They call themselves Neuteri Carta, and you'll see them sometimes if you look and you see the inbred weird Orthodox Jews that actually go around with Palestine flags and stuff. Now, I've also just been suspicious that they're just fucking lying. Like they're all secret, they're all secret hyper Zionists, and particularly, but it's not just their Jews. Like, particularly the Orthodox Jews could present something to the public that is 100% completely and totally false, like just lying their ass off, not feel the slightest qualm about doing that, and it's just totally untrue, and no one has like a window into their private world to know that they're just lying, and no one's going to be leaking out of their community because it's so insular.
You can see a contrast in this between them and Gilad Atzmon, for instance, because with Gilad Atzmon, like he, whatever you might, you, like, I understand people also have suspicions of him, but he seems to try and take like
well,
a genuine
think he's,
deconstruction.
I just think he's a Jew, and I don't really want to. I'm like, I'm just, he just makes me nervous. Yeah.
No, that's weird. Completely fair. That's completely fair and valid. But like the contrast I'm striking is that with Orthodox Jews, they're still going to insist on their Jewishness.
Right.
Like the fact that they have an issue with the state of Israel, or ostensibly do, like at the end of the day, they're still going to behave as like Jews being Jews in other people's lands.
If they
Whereas
were Gladys, convinced,
like there's some more complicated things going on right. there.
Like if they were convinced, if these Neuteri Carta Jews were convinced that like tomorrow, that in fact Yahweh or Hashem or whatever the fuck they call it. If the foreskin demon did tell them, oh no, this is the ordained state of Israel, they would turn on a dime and be like, kill all those Arabs.
Yep.
So like, yeah, they're not. Yeah, there's nothing like particularly noble about them or anything. And I've also thought, I think maybe they're just a con to make it so everyone doesn't just totally hate every single Orthodox Jew, because they are legitimately like the most vile people on earth.
They could just also be contrarians. I mean, they could be novelty tick Jews. So.
Yeah. Maybe, but I don't know. I feel like Jews sometimes don't get involved in shit at like that petty of a level. Like there's some reason, but I could also be projecting something onto them that's not true. I don't know. Let's see. According to the consent order, okay, we talked about Eruvim and Mikvah is a public hearing on the ordinance scheduled for Jackson Township Council's December 11th meeting. So I wonder how that went. If adopted, the township's zoning code would be rewritten to allow schools, dormitories, houses of worship, Eruvim, and mikvahs in numerous zones throughout the township. The ordinances don't provide blanket approval, as any proposed projects must still get the planning board to sign off. So here's the thing. Like, they want to have their Orthodox school in this town, but along with that, there's all these other things that the other people that live there must endure in their town. And you could say, well, that Eruvim doesn't hurt you, Goyim. I'm like, no, no, it does. Fuck you. Like, I don't want to be part of your weird cult. I don't want to be part of your weird religion. I don't want to passively take part in your fucking stupid story. Like, you want to put up weird cables and wires around the town so that you can have your fake little bullshit with your foreskin-sucking demon god, and I don't want to know that I'm walking around inside something like that because it's an affront to my belief system. So you don't have a right to do it.
Is that if you're a resident there and then you complain about it, well, now you're engaged in hateful rhetoric and you're part of the problem.
And there are people who have – I'm not – as everyone knows, I'm a bit of a fedora tipper. We're all kind of a little bit – we have kind of a fedora tipping little powwow going on here. We all enjoy the fedora. But there are people that might actually have a very serious spiritual problem with that thing in the town. And their view is just as valid. My view is, as a fedora tipper, I don't want to be part of your bullshit. And their view is, as someone who has a different religion, I don't want to be part of your bullshit. And so, like, nobody should have to be subjected to that. It's stupid and it's humiliating. And there's other things that they're putting up there, too, that, you know, all kinds of – it's like Jews move into your neighborhood and they're like, here's everything you can do for us. And it's like, you know what? Fuck off. Fuck the fuck off. Everywhere you people go is a disaster. Every place you move, you start shitting on and oppressing all the people that live near you. And the only reason you're not firing hellfire missiles and doing home demolitions and punitive strikes on people in America is you don't have the power to do it yet. So, yeah. If adopted, the township zoning code would be written to allow these things. In numerous zones. So that's also – they also want to rezone the town because obviously when you have schools, that's a school zone. When you have – commercial zones. You have a commercial zone where there's stores and stuff like that. And you have residential zones. And you have places where, you know, like all these zones, right? And they're like, no, no, we just need to rezone everything so that we can put our shit wherever we want.
Yeah.
You had a town that was kind of set up the way you liked it, or at least the way you were used to it. And we're just going to rezone that. We're going to rezone that.
If you don't like it, you're an anti-Semite.
Right. I'm willing to just go with that. Like, yeah, nah, because you people ruin everything. And frankly, all those other people they accuse of being anti-Semite probably also are. They just don't know it yet. So, the ordinances don't provide blanket approval. Anyway, an eruv is a ceremonial hung wire often hung from utility poles that allows practicing Jews to carry objects, including pushing strollers and carrying keys and inhalers, on the Sabbath. Oh, so we just need to tear down all the erubs and then all these Jews will die of asthma attacks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sounds like a plan.
It's the Semitic energy field.
Yeah.
Semitic.
It's a big Jewish energy cloud. Speaking of inhalers, I probably need one myself. Mikvahs are religious bath facilities. Oh, great. So you're going to have a bunch of fucking... Because we also know what goes on in those places. Look at some of the shit that we've seen coming out of these communities in Brooklyn. Literal, like... Yeah, I don't even want to mention it. It was a pair of 2017 ordinances banning schools and dormitories. Some Orthodox high schools require boys to board as a way of shielding them from secular distractions. Well, what? People want to be shielded from your distractions, Jews.
That left yet again, if I was talking about Southern Baptist wanting to do the same thing and they were wanting to shield boys from secular distractions, there would be such a shit-lip outrage across the entire nation.
Particularly if they plan on, like, rezoning a town so they could build their dormitory right. And, like, a... Like, see, Christians do stuff like that, but they build these things out in, like, the woods. You know, they build their dormitories and stuff for their, like, weekend retreats out in the woods. Yeah. Let me see.
I found video from that township meeting, and there's an article about it. I put it in the chat. After you're done with this, you definitely want to go over to this. I found a pretty good time. Okay.
I want to finish that article because they do that classic thing of like, oh, you're mad? Oh, well, we're going to sue you because you're an anti-Semite because you're mad at us.
Yeah.
You're mad at us now, so you're a problem.
Right. So that led to the Agudath Israel lawsuit. At the time, township officials argued that the municipality was within its right to curb development and protect the town's character. Yes, they are. That's why they're there. People don't want you to build a fucking dorm for a bunch of heaves right in the middle of your town. It's an eyesore. They're an eyesore. But the plaintiffs argued that the moves were thinly veiled attempts to stop Orthodox Jewish families from moving to Jackson, which has seen its Orthodox community boom in recent years as family leave the crowded traffic streets of neighboring Lakewood. They shit up Lakewood. They also gave everybody COVID. And now they want to shit up Jackson. The only schools developers were looking to build were for Orthodox Jewish children. Some high schools require boys. Wait, huh? Oh, I already read that. And a row of ordinance came only after a group of residents came to the township with the proposal for building one. These ordinance cannot be understood to accomplish anything other than to target the Orthodox Jewish community and were adopted for that very purpose. Attorneys Donna Jennings and Siglinda Rath wrote in a 2019 legal filing. Well, but if you say, like, hey, this part of the town, it just isn't zoned for, like, a dorm, and you're doing that to defeat an immediate building project, you might say you're being targeted, but, like, it's still just a general prohibition on that type of building in that area. So you can't really say that's like a bill of attainder or something like that. That's what they're arguing, right? These were set up only because it's not like the government theoretically can't pass a law like against a person. Like what that guy does is just wrong in all circumstances. You know, you can't really do that. So, but it's like, no, they're basically setting up zoning laws. And yes, the purpose is to stop your bullshit, but to stop anyone else's bullshit too. So shut up. Or at the very least, there's plausible deniability on that front. But who cares? Also, people have the right, fundamentally, to tell Jews that they don't want them in their town. Like, that's actually kind of what our thing is. Like, I believe firmly that people have the right to do that. They have the right to decide, fundamentally, who does and does not get to enjoy the fruits of their community. Last week, the township's religious land use attorney even blamed the lawsuits and the costly settlements on residents' correspondence with township officials in public meetings. So they said stuff. And this is, yeah.
They said they were mad. The citizens were mad. They didn't like what was going on. And the problem is you can't give feedback to Jews. So they see your feedback, and now you're an anti-Semite.
Huh, weird. That sounds very familiar. Anyway,
I have some feedback for you people.
Well, now you're... Excuse me? Feedback? We're not interested in that here. We don't do that. That's not something we do. The complaints contain quotes and emails that were received by the township, which were very discriminatory, derogatory towards members of the Orthodox Jewish and religious communities, said Brent Pullman.
Like, okay, that guy also,
I think after
allowed to be mad? Can I be mad at the Orthodox?
Yeah,
Brent Pullman was the other person involved.
I was trying to set that joke up, man. As soon as I read Brent Pullman, I was like, yeah, he's the other guy in the video, yeah. Who has represented Jackson Township and also been in sex videos in the... Okay, wait. Oh, sorry. Brent Pullman, who has represented Jackson Township, actually, in almost every religious discrimination lawsuit filed against the town in recent years, one of the consequences of these derogatory public comments was that the township was sued. So he's the attorney for the town. Despite Pullman's warnings, reactions to the new ordinances seems like deja vu. A new Jackson strong group has decried the moves as causing the destruction of an American town and the unprecedented historical demise of an American neighborhood. And, yeah, it's true. So Brent Pullman is like literally, yeah, but you ain't got to say it like that, though. Like, you saying it, that gives them – and it also shows you now what civil rights is about. It shows you what the Civil Rights Act is really about. It's about making sure that Jews can always control your life. Fundamentally, that's what it was really about. So, what, you have a video of this town meeting?
Yes, I have a couple. I have a couple of choice things. This is from some Jewish news site. I don't know who. Like, that's like an Orthodox. Like, it's called Was ist Neues, Wenn News. Shameful, blatant anti-Semitism. Yeah, Mars, like Jackson, right, New Jersey. Alley.
I hope that there council actually is some truly blatant anti-Semitism and not just some bullshit. But,
well, no, so I would have had to mute you guys, so I couldn't really hear that well. But I have two. What appeared to me to be interesting timestamps from the video below. Unfortunately, it's a 17-minute video, so you probably don't want to watch the whole thing, but I found two spots I think that are worth looking at.
It's also, unfortunately, like, whoever embedded this embedded it at, like 120p, so here we are with this.
Oh, thing. Wonderful.
I downloaded the video, so if you want it, like, in a separate window, I can send it to you.
I can just download it. It's just an embedded MP4. It's not actually
okay.
Like,
you got it.
Well, right. I'm doing it right now. It's not actually like a YouTube video or anything like that. Then I could like actually.
So while you're doing that, I'll just go ahead and kind of read this. In a distressing display of hate, a recent council meeting in Jackson Township was marred by anti-Semitic rhetoric targeting the Orthodox Jewish community, raising concerns about the state of community relations in the Jewish area. During the meeting, shocking comments were made, including references to a cultural genocide and accusations of a hostile takeover by the Orthodox community in Jackson Township. The divisive remarks took aim at the Orthodox Jewish community, igniting tensions and casting a dark shadow over what should be a forum for constructive dialogue. One of the particularly alarming statements involved calls to bar an Orthodox council member from voting, highlighting a troubling attempt to marginalize a representative based on their religious affiliation. Such exclusionary sentiments go against the principles of inclusivity and equal representation that form the foundations of a democratic society. Up. So the first timestamp I would go to is at four minutes.
Open this in a new tab. Yeah. And let's see. So yeah, it's still just going to be.
I am also stunned.
Okay, let's. What's the timestamp? 4 minutes.
4 minutes.
All right. So I'm just blowing it up a bit.
That guy might actually be good. I didn't listen to the very start of it.
All right, well, let's just
kind of jump around
this for a little bit. Just go to 4 minutes.
Okay.
All right, here, this will be fine.
They're full of all the quotes from that were submitted to public comment, to emails, and online Facebook groups, websites. Ma'am, if you're asking me a question, at least let me finish.
You're eating my time.
Well, you're asking me a question. Then don't ask me a question if you don't want an answer.
And that's lies.
It's not lies. You like to say that.
Listen, the reason that we were being sued was because a dorm ordinance was passed. Yes or no? Is that why we were sued? Did that initiate?
That is certainly, absolutely one of the reasons we were sued. But here, I'm going to read it.
But Mike Reyna had nothing to do with that, correct? You're saying that we were sued because of public comment, because people wrote emails to check in on zoning and code. That's why we're being sued. So
no, we're being sued and were sued because of the comments that were made about the zoning and about the allegations as to who was pushing the zoning and who it was for. Many of the similar comments that we heard this evening.
Yeah, but was it for them? Again, but remember the International Holocaust Remembrance Association's definition of anti-Semitism. Complaining about shit Jews actually do is anti-Semitism.
Mm-hmm. Evening. That's why we got sued.
So, ma'am, I'm going to read for you from page 9, paragraph 33 of the New Jersey Attorney General's complaint. The comments posted on RUOC, that's Rise Up Ocean County, Facebook page,
The Rise Up Movement?
Yeah. we're off to a bad start already.
Unexpressed animus against Orthodox Jews. The following are examples of comments that appeared on that page. We need to get rid of them like Hitler did. Start bulldozing the illegal dwellings, illegal homeschools, illegal temples, and so on, and replant the trees with floral and replace them
with
installed.
Real people.
And when they resist,
Very, very good question by that woman.
Bye-bye. What you doing there, Rabbi?
Yeah, because I'm like, I got to be honest. Like, I really don't think there might be a guy in that town that thinks that. But the guy that actually thinks that is probably unlikely to write something like that to the town. That was fucking kikes that were doing it. Guaranteed without a shadow of a doubt. And her question is very good. What she's asking.
Right. You can also tell because of the awkward language.
People
don't talk like that.
Well, do you remember when we did that thing last week where that Jew that confronted the woman, the Antifa girl or the leftist girl who was pulling down the Israeli posters, or she was cutting them off with a knife, and he said, yeah, and she turned to me and she said, I'm going to cut you into little bits with this knife, and I'm going to cut all the Jews after that. It's like, yeah, nah, Garen, fucking to you, that never happened. Some fucking leftist anarchist girl in like a black hoodie sweatshirt did not turn to an Orthodox Jew and say, I'm going to slice up all the Jews with my knife. That's never happened. And that alone makes me know that you're just a fucking liar. You're just a fucking liar.
And when they resist,
can you attribute these comments to real people?
Them too.
Was anybody deposed? Is there any proof that anybody actually made those comments?
Very good
question.
So you're
saying that the lawsuit had nothing to do with the ban on dormitories.
that you're, now you're lying, ma'am. I asked, it's one of the key components of the lawsuit, and now you're lying and trying to make up a story to fit a narrative that you like. The ordinances were absolutely...
No. No. I mean, again, this
is hostility towards a citizen.
Yeah, why are you so mad at a woman who lives in your town and like pays taxes and lives in your town? My thing is like, one of the problems with this is like, in these forums and venues, like things are rapidly going to kind of descend because people are getting heated, and this guy is actively and interesting. Like, this guy is supposed to be the attorney for the town. Whose side are you on, bro? Like, why aren't you doing what this woman is doing and saying, okay, you're suing us based on alleged comments that were sent to an email address? Do we have any evidence of anybody that lives in this town and is a member of the community that is against a dormitory or against a dormitory being built sending that email? So if you're saying that a town can be sued for passing an ordinance and then you just show this email as some reason, because that email doesn't have anything to do necessarily. You'd have to prove it. You'd have to prove it had something to do with one of the people that passed the ordinance, not even just one of the people that supported it. So it's just like, also it's sort of implying that like, if you have a bad thought about a Jew, then you just can't do anything. Which is effectively exactly what the legal infrastructure Jews are trying to create in our country. That's what the Civil Rights Act is about. If you have a bad thought about a Jew, they get the right to run your life. Well, they actually have the right to run your life, period. And the only issue is whether you think something bad about that or not. Now they get to punish you. So this is very interesting. I'm enjoying this. I should go to some of these meetings. Because I would tear, I would fucking tear this guy. I would shred him, like on this shit.
Absolutely, part of it, and the other part of it is what I'm reading here, and I'll keep reading to you.
No,
and
I
when they
you
resist,
to I don't.
But, well, you don't like that. You don't like what I'm reading.
No. And when they, it's not that she doesn't like it. It's that she thinks it's bullshit. And if this guy is the lawyer from the town, why is he so fucking interested in pressing that this email is somehow on the shoulders of everyone in the town? What kind of name is Pullman? Mr. Pullman? Brent Pullman? What's your background, buddy? You got a dog in this fight? It's not other than representing the people of your town, not being the town attorney. What's your agenda, Pullman?
They resist, bulldoze them too.
Very good question. Oh, now he's flustered. Who fucking said it, you fucking Jew? Who said it?
Need to calm down and just...
Yeah, please.
At the same time, Mr. Bernstein, and this is no disregard, but Mr. Bernstein's situation is in the DOJ lawsuit. He is named, not personally, but what was in, of course, the Philadelphia Inquirer that he...
What's this about, boys? Is anything interesting here?
I'm not sure. I don't know. If you want another timestamp, that'd look good. 12:30.
Okay. Oh, I want to hear what this nigger says.
Nice.
Let's see what he says. Let's see if we have like based anti-Semitic nigger here.
I've watched the changes in Jackson. Okay, I can remember when we had a bunch of roads that were dirt roads, and somebody lived on Road 4, House 22.
And that was me.
And change is part of what goes on.
Catching catfish.
But with this ordinance, what we're doing is people have talked about the First Amendment, and they point out some things clearly. We are opening the door for further exploitation of the resources of the town of Jackson. And people have mentioned Lakewood. I was born and raised in Lakewood. I graduated Lakewood High School. And
man, that town has been completely taken over by these kikes.
I want to see where it goes with that.
I want to see if that's kind of what he gets at. I'm sure he's.
You're opening the door for the cultural genocide that has taken place in Lakewood.
Okay, based
to come here to Jackson.
So whoa, are we going cultural to genocide? Hold
so that was the guy who talked about cultural genocide.
He was black. He was black. Wow. Well, he you know, in a way, he has license as being black to say those kinds of things. Like, white people are too cowed generally to say those kinds of things.
I didn't see a black man. What I saw was a Palestinian was Hamas terrorist up there. That's what was happening.
Yeah, Yeah.
He wants to see a worldwide eradication of all Jews.
Well, I mean, you know, he has his reasons. I mean, we should at least ask him why. Before you condemn him, at least ask him why. let's not rush to judgment here. Let's not be hasty. Anyway, so what do we got? I'm at 11:50. Is this something?
12:30. It seems like where it gets good again. You can probably just play it for me.
It's spicy.
Paragraph 107. The Jackson, New Jersey Strong Facebook page, which was available on Facebook until recently, was one of the social media groups with anti-Orthodox content. Jackson N.J. Strong embraced and encouraged its members to join a newly established Ocean County chapter of Citizens United to Protect Our Neighborhoods, CUPON, a group purportedly against development and espousing anti-Semitic views. In August 2019, three township...
Is this woman a Jew, or is she just, like, reading some document?
Wait, now let me just...
Or she's reading a document.
Are they saying that they did a lawsuit because of a Facebook group?
Yes.
The allegation here is that the township didn't want, when they wanted to build their Orthodox school, there were other zoning things that they wanted changed in the town so they could build their dorm where they wanted it, so they could put up Erubs, so they could make a bunch of changes to change the town to be how they wanted it for their Orthodox school. When people resisted this and they were getting defeated, like they passed ordinances and they stuff to defeat these development projects these Jews wanted, and this involved like the community creating Facebook groups and like little community relations associations amongst each other. The Jews basically went through that stuff, found anti-Semitic things or things they said were anti-Semitic or planted anti-Semitic statements and comments, and then use that to say all of this zoning regulation is based on discriminatory attitudes, therefore a violation of civil rights. That's their complaint.
An awful lot like there was a Facebook group and we saw things the Facebook group or planted them there and now we're suing you.
That's exactly what happened. And so the problem is that the attorney for the town up there who was trying to tell these people to shut up, instead of telling them to shut up, what he should say is, well, as the attorney for the town, my job is to defend this town and defend this ordinance and to essentially demand some kind of evidence that any of these comments or remarks had anything to do with the passing of the ordinance or were stated by people that were in the town or even people on the zoning board or whatever the fuck the board was. That's his job. His job is not to get up there and like finger wag at the people of the town saying like, you did this to yourself by going out and saying these things. You know, that's not the point. So that woman asking him like, no, who said those things? Because she probably didn't say it, and she probably doesn't know anybody that said it. It was Jews. I mean, and the absurdity of saying, like, somebody sent a nasty email, so there goes the ordinance. You don't get to make laws. You don't get to pass zoning restrictions in your town because someone sent a mean email. It's fucking absurd. It's absurd. So it's like I would go in there and be like, look, guy, like, why are you defending the people suing us instead of defending us? And on top of that, like, your job is to shred these fucking emails, shred these idea that somebody posted something on a Facebook group. Anybody could do that. That's your job to make that argument, not to fucking lend credence to it. Fuck you. Anyway.
Certainly not to settle with them for millions of dollars.
No, not to give away the town's money for, like, because of a mean post. Because literally, how did we know Jude? I mean, we know here at this show that Jews were the ones making those comments and sending those emails. And it's just like, oh, they could do that shit forever. They could just play that scam for fucking ever. Like, you are setting them up to have an eternal way to scam literally everyone in the entire country. But again, that's how they do. That's literally their racial strategy.
Officials, Zoning Board Chairman Sheldon Hofstein, Zoning Board Member Joseph Sullivan, and Planning Board Member Richard Egan resigned after reports and videos surfaced documenting their attendance at and participation in a CUPA meeting. So, for the record, I represent CUPA in Jackson, and I was never deposed. I was never questioned. But what I can tell you, when it comes to Sheldon Hofstein, Richard Egan, and Joe Sullivan, they came to an interest meeting. It wasn't an organization. We had a meeting to see, should we do this?
Oh,
they came.
Okay.
They were a plant for the mayor.
I see where they're doing some of this accusation stuff is because the allegations are you have these people who are involved in the ordinances that went to this group, this coupon meeting.
Oh, yeah, and one of them is a kike.
Yeah.
One of them's a kike, Joseph Hofstein.
At least one. Egon?
Yeah, because the other one I'm suspicious of, too. I'm even suspicious of Sullivan. I'm not ruling him out. But this is what they do.
So they went to these interest meetings, and then like that's being used as proof that there was some conspiracy against, and discriminatory conspiracy against the Orthodox Jews.
I know exactly how this went down.
I mean, Coupon is basically the same as Hamas, right? I mean,
discount Hamas?
Yeah, it's like Hamas at home. Literally, like, we're clipping coupons and, yeah. But I'm saying, it's like they always do this, right? People set up something and immediately that group becomes the suspect organization, right? Like, whatever group it is that's resisting Jews, through their pressure campaigns and their ownership of media and their ownership of politics – a group that's set up, even disorganized, grassroots, whatever, to resist them becomes the target. And then they have everybody else scrambling to disassociate and disavow that. And then people are doing that. And then that becomes – and once you start doing that, that gives them essentially the path to victory on any issue. This is the problem that we face. This is the problem that we face in this country, is that simply getting basic ground organizing to fight them is a very difficult thing to do.
Coin clippers as versus we coupon know. Clippers.
Well, like, coin clipping is Jewish, coupon clipping is white. So
that's what I'm saying. Coin clippers versus coupon clippers.
Very good. Yes.
Because here we have Mr. Hofstein sits on the board of Morty's newly taken over Jackson Republican Club. Yeah.
I guarantee you Morty's a Jew. And he took over the Jackson Republican Club. So
Morty Hofstein? Really? Really, Mike? What gives you that Morty Hofstein might be Jewish?
Well, I thought Morty was somebody else. I think she's talking about Hofstein and then somebody named Morty. I guess maybe it's Morty. I don't know. Anyway. Oh, but look at that. Morty Hofstein also runs the Republican Club. Okay. None of this is surprising.
Rich Egan on the Environmental Board, and you have Joe Sullivan on the Planning Board. And I will tell you, because I have recorded some of my meetings in the aftermath, they are highly anti-Semitic, and there were plans to create anti-Semitic views in which none of my membership have ever done. But I can tell you where this came from. This came from Ken Bressy's deposition, in which I do have access to, because I do have it at home, because Ken Bressy despises...
We have Ken Bressy's deposition at home. I don't know what that would be, but yeah.
So on Richard Egan, by the way, I found this late from the Lakewood Scoop from 4 years ago.
Is she essentially saying that they were the ones ginning up the anti-Semitism at the meeting?
That's the implication I'm kind of getting, because to this. This is from 4 years ago about Richard Egan. Shocking audio. Disgraced former Jackson Planning Board member Richard Egan, a current member of Jackson GOP, compares Councilman Bressy to Hitler. Shocking new audio obtained by TLS shows that
is Bressy's deposition at home then.
In the short sound clip, Egan is heard telling a group that Ken Bressy, currently on the Jackson Council, is reminiscent of Adolf Hitler's rise to power, calling Bressy delusional, deranged, and a psycho. Egan compared Bressy to the destruction wrought by Hitler.
I mean, who's the one that's delusional, buddy? I mean, like, this dude is on a planning board for Jackson Township, New Jersey, and you're calling him, like, Hitler. I mean, whatever your opinion of Hitler is, like, that's just not a relevant comparison.
Oh, man.
Love him or hate him, that's not a relevant comparison.
Amazing.
So Egan's got to be a kike. Got to be. What's his name? Rich Egan? Got
to
be.
Yeah, he calls himself a blood brother to I don't know if he's still the mayor, but the mayor of Jackson Township, Michael Reyna. And... yeah, kind of looking at Reyna here, and I have questions about him as well. Apparently,
answers about him, really.
Yeah. The mayor in town created an official spy group to monitor Orthodox Jews and reported on people using their homes as houses of worship. They then issued official – okay. Well, I don't know the times of Israel. Yeah. trying to figure this out. Like, Michael Reyna is being accused of anti-Judaism, so I'm trying to figure this out right
here. I'm figuring
here, but
Jews
yeah,
just throw, know. Just go and like just throw those allegations out at basically anybody,
yeah.
and then
yeah,
nobody
exactly.
can do anything, right? Even Jews. Yeah. Like, they'll be like, yeah, Morty Hofstein, the notorious anti-Semite, Morty Hofstein. Like, you know what I mean? And it's like, yeah, yeah. It's like, Morty's like,
I'm Jewish.
Oh, man. Anyway. So, I don't know. This woman, I mean, I'm like, is this woman Jewish or just, like, has a New Jersey accent? Probably just has a New Jersey accent.
I think she just got a New Jersey
accent.
She's
just New Jersey.
Personally.
I was in Coupon.
She's a member of she's like a member of Coupon, so.
Yeah. Yeah, Coupon. That's more like Jew upon a pile of corpses or something. I don't know. Anyway, Coupon is like, that is fucking great. She make like extremely anti-Semitic parody Coupon logos and things. Anyway, let's see what we got here.
Me, because he couldn't get away with shoving his leaves of all of Jackson Township in my backyard. Because
wait, okay, now we're
that's
getting
where
real
that
shit.
Stems from.
Now we're getting into some real shit. This dude dumps his leaves on her yard. Now the real story comes out. Now I want to go back a little bit here. Dude, people get mad about that type of shit. Trust me.
Meetings in the aftermath, they are highly anti-Semitic, and there were plans to create anti-Semitic views in which none of my membership have ever done. But
okay, so it sounds like she is saying that these three came and effectively planted the anti-Semitic views, and that the people in Coupon weren't actually saying anything like this. This is jumbled, but that's what I'm picking up here. Now I want to get what's going on.
Yeah, the sense of that she's complaining about is like they're
doing a gay op. They basically did a gay op. They went to the meeting. Either said anti-Semitic things themselves or planted anti-Semitic things or just came out and reported that they were anti-Semitic things. I don't know. Whatever it was. But again, I'm not dying to know what's going on with these leaves because this sounds like some real drama here. So let's, you know.
I can tell you where this came from. This came from Ken Bressy's deposition, in which I do have access to because I do have it at home. Because Ken Bressy despises me because he couldn't get away with shoving his leaves of all of Jackson Township in my backyard. Because that's where that stems from. But what I can tell you is when it comes to both of these ordinances and what is happening right now and this exceeding, and the reason for a settlement was if it went to trial, you can appeal it. You settled because you couldn't appeal it. That's why. This is so well orchestrated. This is about greed. This is about imperialism because, let me tell you, you have Vito Cardinale and his application with his MS Center and having housing for that was approved right after those two ordinances that brought this down. Who is Vito Cardinale? Adventure Crossings. Who is he to Mike?
Is she trying to imply some kind of mafia thing here?
She's using the word.
I mean, maybe is that racist to assume like someone named Vito Cardinale is involved in organized crime? I mean, is that a stereotype? I mean, like, isn't there literally the name of a mob boss from a movie like guaranteed? Is she literally saying it's not the Jews, it's the Italians? Is that what I'm getting here?
I'm not sure. I think she's just talking about like that. Basically, there's conspiracies within conspiracies in this small town.
Well, she literally said like these are elaborate schemes. She said this was so well orchestrated. This is about imperialism, and I don't know. See, this is the kind of the problem is like sometimes this shit gets to be like, dude, do you actually know what the hell you're talking about?
Yeah, this is getting a little inside baseball now.
I don't know what you do. And then of course her personal grievance with the leaf thing.
And yeah, so she's got like some kind of conflict with Ken Bressy, which is that's the guy that was called
that's
literally
the guy that's
Hitler.
Getting set up, and she's just mad at him on some personal shit. She's like, "Yo, what's with the leaves, bro?" Like, and maybe he did. Maybe they had a fight, and he's like, "I'm just dumping a shitload of leaves on your yard." Like, you know, I don't know. Who knows? Well, let's see. Let's press forward here. I mean, maybe there's more stuff going on.
Reyna, he's very close friends and buddies. They go out to dinner together. They go on hunting trips together. They go on international hunting trips.
They hang out in Senate chambers together.
Wait a minute. International hunting trips? What the fuck? What kind of moneyed?
Yeah, what kind of high rollers have we got in Jackson?
Super villains are we talking about? He hangs out with Destro. I've seen him with Cobra Commander.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, sounds like, dude, a lot of shit goes down in Jackson. It probably is one of the. It probably is a pretty like rich shore town in New Jersey. I'd have to look and see. Is there like a bunch of these like New Jersey, you know, these like pink and turquoise like mansions with pools and shit down there? I don't know.
Together, this is orchestrated. Orchestrated.
That's definitely true. I don't know that she's actually completely unpacked the whole scheme here, but I think we've got the general outline of it. But
when we come to Ms. Kuhn here, again, I am going to say she should not be voting on this. She is a direct conflict of interest. Actually, tonight, as she was standing here, she even admittedly said about her... she does not just work for a hedge fund. Here, I'll quote...
Not only work for
a hedge fund, I work for a multi-billion dollar hedge fund.
I work for a $5.5 billion hedge fund in New Jersey. Get your facts right. If you're going to come at me...
Wait, she just said that, though.
Are we bragging about the size of her hedge fund now?
Well, hold on a second. The lady that she's talking about is named Kuhn.
Well, that might be the person that was referred to in the article who... What was it they said exactly?
Well, we have someone named Kuhn who works for a hedge fund, and now this woman is saying she has a conflict of interest here, meaning she's fucking Jewish.
Yeah,
her name is Kuhn. Yeah. That's enough right there.
One of the particularly alarming statements involved calls to bar an Orthodox council member from voting. I think that's who they were talking about. Sorry, I got to step away for a second.
I'm Jewish, you know.
That's Miss Kuhn. Oh, well, that's the other problem, is that when Jews are – this is the problem. Among many, when Jews are – taking legal action based on what they claim is discrimination against their identity group, anybody that's a Jew cannot be has a fundamental conflict of interest as being an arbiter in that. So you can't then be the judge or a city council member if you're Jewish at that point. I mean, that would be only fair, particularly given this is literally the parameter on which this lawsuit and this dispute is taking place, is that these people are Jews. Their argument is we're being discriminated against as Jews. So you, at that point, it's like, well, now we have no choice but to not have Jews on any authoritative body here because they're going to have a conflict of interest with the lawsuit you've brought. I mean, that's how I would do malicious compliance in this case. I'd be like, look, Jews, you sued us based on the fact that you're being Jewish. So I guess we got to clear out the Jews, because otherwise we're going to have people with a conflict of interest here. Sorry. I mean, that's why it's like, you know, as someone who's kind of an anti-Semite, I've always been sort of worried if they drag me into court on some bullshit and they say, you know, this guy's an anti-Semite and I have like a Jewish judge or something, I would have to file some kind of thing being like, look, I can't ever expect fair treatment from this person because I'm accused of being an enemy of his race. And they would say, no, that's not valid. Like, but I'd be like, no.
Yeah, it's an amazing trap.
Yeah.
It's an amazing trap. And nobody calls their bluff on it. They get to do it over and over again.
This woman is sort of kind of awkwardly trying to do that, but she's not really have it, you know. Again, her thoughts are kind of jumbled and she hasn't worked it out systematically, but
yeah.
She understands that there was a gay op orchestrated against her town. For sure she understands that, because there was, and it was all orchestrated. She's right, this was all orchestrated. So let's see what we got.
So be I'm accurate. Sure, excuse me, it is my time. And I am sure that would be Arco Holdings, isn't it? Arco Holdings.
No, I don't know what you're talking about, ma'am. You come up here, you come at me, you don't know what you're talking about. You're giving out flyers and regarding information that's not accurate.
Why is she voting when she lied on her financial disclosure form? She did not disclose that. She did not
know what a hedge fund is, ma'am.
She gets a financial interest by acquisitions in land in which the Farming House pool application is her $2 million. She was the buyer. She was the buyer. And how many other
properties? $2 million?
Look, when it comes, don't talk over me. When it comes to what she does in her ethics, she went after properties that are being sold.
What is going on?
Ryan Holmes.
Who?
And then, yeah, you took it off your
Ryan
website
Holmes.
Because I reported it.
All right, this is getting a bit in the weeds. Well, the thing is, it's,
well, we're almost at the end here anyway.
The thing is, it's like, no. The issue is that that woman is a fucking Jew. Like, let's cut it down to the, like, I'm sure that she probably had some kind of financial, but I'm also sure that, like, she's got some kind of plausible deniability from whatever accusation is being leveled here, because, you know, people make these kinds of, oh, you're making money here and there, and it's probably, like, actually, she probably is making some mistakes, but the true conflict of interest is just because she's a Jew. She's just a Jew. She's just going to vote for her race. She's going to vote with her race, and she's going to do whatever she can to give her people some kind of fucking windfall from the taxpayers of this town. And when you're talking at the local level, you're actually talking about zero-sum game, direct monies taxed from the people and the residents that goes directly out of services that they can get. It's not the federal government where they can just print it. If you tax a town and you have to pay out a settlement of millions of dollars, that's just services taken directly out of the people that live there. Because for them, they take in revenues and they spend them. They don't have another mechanism. They don't get to print money. They're not the feds. So you've just deprived the town of millions of dollars for services for the people that live there. And that's what Jews do. Period. Let's finish. Let's see. We got a few more seconds. Might as well play it out.
Yeah. In Howell.
With respect.
Jen, don't go there. I reported it.
Get your facts straight.
Made you take it
down.
You
want to come at me?
And when it comes
to
Morty Bernstein, who is involved with bringing Agadath of Israel for this, he was there. Agadath of Israel.
The countdown.
Ma'am, your time is up. Have a great night.
Excuse me.
I apologize.
Excuse me. You can't take the heat. You created it. When it comes to...
You can't take the heat of this oven.
Yeah, just it raises this question of, like, how do you oppose this kind of Jewish operation? What can you do?
You have to throw all the bullshit, all the civil rights, all this fucking pretense of that it's about something that it's not about out the window. You have to just say they're Jews and they're doing Jewish stuff and we don't want to let them do it to us. That's going to be a very difficult and hard transition for this country to make. And, you know, we are very resented for presenting people with the facts that the parameter of the conflict is race. The parameter of the conflict is Jews versus Gentiles. If you want to make it about this guy has a contract with some corporate entity, this woman works for some hedge fund, this guy dumped some leaves, like it's not going to work. Like they're going to outflank you and outmaneuver you because of your fear of confronting the issue on what it is. Now, the other trap is in America, confronting the issue on what it is from your perspective is effectively fucking illegal. So that shit has to go out the window. The Civil Rights Act has to be trashed. It's the only option. We're going to have to just get – and we're going to just get beyond this because America did not always have this thing where, like, you can't – like, before the 1960s in America, you could just say, like, there's a bunch of Jews. Pass an ordinance so they can't build their shit here. And, yeah. And it would just happen, and they wouldn't have any tools. So, like, the whole point of it was to give Jews and Jewish attorneys – all kinds of tools to fuck up and disrupt white communities with niggers and with their own shit. That's what all that shit's about. And here it is. I mean, let's see the last few seconds of this little fight here.
Morty Bernstein, where was he November 5th before the election? The president of the...
Israel.
Republican Club is advocating and campaigning for Avi Schnall, Democrat, who was... the director of Agadath of Israel that brought this in.
And also a kike. So, yeah, so Jewish bonds go deeper than Democrat-Republican, obviously.
Yeah. It's kind of interesting to see, like, from the mouths of babes here.
Well, what she's outlining is literally just a Jewish conspiracy. I mean, there's no other way to put it. All right, we got 9 seconds.
This is a setup.
You
thank
go,
you, ma'am. Have a wonderful night.
Go.
I most certainly will.
Yeah, she will until, like, you know, suddenly, like, her garbage is no longer getting picked up. She gets all kinds of shit, like, you know, dumped on her lawn. She gets fucking kikes throwing shit at her. I don't know.
Even more leaves.
They're throwing, like, a cross of nails at her house and shit. They were doing that upstate New York.
Yeah,
remember that shit?
Yeah, I remember.
You want to talk about corn bagging?
Cohen bagging.
All right, we're gonna make that the show title for today. Cohen bagging.
That at the top of my Cohen little thing bagging. Here.
Oh, you're taking notes. That's another thing you do so well. Oh man. Anyway, yeah, we've done an hour and 20 minutes. I think that's the required.
I wanted to show off Borzoi's Christmas present that I've got to get him now.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Ooh, Blood Meridian in Chinese. Okay. I don't know what I'll do with that, but except put it on the bookshelf, I guess.
Oh, Blood Meridian.
Chinese.
Okay, well, you know, we can do that. And we will be. Cover. I'm trying to sign
Cover's
off.
Cover's actually kind of cool.
Okay. We'll be right back.